Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Rural property owners can expect to receive a $150 bill from the state this month as more than 800,000 fire fee bills will be mailed. Property owners in regions designated as state responsibility areas have been forced to pay the annual fee in an effort to provide better fire prevention and fire response to wildfires in the state. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association has filed a lawsuit calling the fire fees a tax, and that case will be heard at the end of the month as well. That's not early enough to prevent the latest bill cycle, and those fire fees are expected to bring in about $84 million for the state. The driver of a Mustang and her passenger, who were headed northbound on State Route 197 on Sunday, have been identified. The driver, 23-year-old Miranda Thompson of Klamath, and her passenger, 19-year-old Natasha Banks of Klamath, both died as a result of injuries suffered in a single-vehicle collision. Thompson lost control of the car for some reason and slammed into a group of trees, and the force of the collision left both women trapped in the car with what would turn out to be fatal injuries. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 19-year-old Eureka resident Canyon Backus. He's suspected of being the second man involved in a stolen vehicle incident on Sunday in which he and Jeff Thompson are alleged to have stolen a loaded U-Haul truck and then fled the scene on foot when police arrived. Anyone with information about Backus is asked to contact Eureka Police. And the coroner's office and Eureka Police continue their investigation into the drowning death of Edward Conaboy, whose body was found by kayakers near the Eureka Slough Bridge. Anyone who may have been in contact with Conaboy in the hours preceding his death or who may have witnessed him jumping from the bridge is asked to contact authorities. The County Department of Public Works will host two disaster preparedness workshops this week. The public is encouraged to attend the events, which will be held in Fortuna and Arcata today and tomorrow. The two-hour workshops will focus on studies that address the risks of natural disasters in the county and to help raise awareness with the public and government officials. The Fortuna meeting will be held tonight at the River Lodge from 6 until 8 p.m., and the second meeting in Arcata tomorrow night again from 6 until 8. County officials want to learn what disasters are of the greatest concern to residents and what precautions they and the government can take to mitigate damage. For more information, contact the Department of Public Works. And every citizen that enters the Humboldt County Courthouse is required to walk through a metal detector, and on Monday, the courthouse screened its 2 millionth person. The county implemented the screening process in October of 2008, and some of the items seized during the five-year period include bullets, drugs, handcuffs, and knives. Public screening is vital in maintaining security at the building. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state of California must release an additional 9,600 state prison inmates by the end of the year in order to meet the ruling passed down by federal courts that found the prison system overcrowded. Since the implementation of prison realignment, which has seen more prisoners serving their time in local jails or being released on probation or parole, questions about the impacts on local communities have risen. Sheriff Mike Downey has taken a cursory look at crime statistics since AB 109 took effect, and his anecdotal study seems to point to more violence.
But one thing that was interesting, I was talking to some of our dispatchers who obviously get the calls and dispatch the deputies to the calls. They seem to believe that the types of calls coming in were more violent in nature.
Downey expanded on that point.
The people involved, there was more violence involved. And it was a pretty interesting perception on their part to where they could go back and say, no, I think things are becoming more violent. I think we're seeing more violence associated with the calls we're dispatching deputies to.
Downey also pointed out that crime numbers may not be up, but the nature of those crimes may be changing. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.